Welcome to Diary of a Sheep Dairy Farmer, where we talk all things dairy sheep, from breeding to lambing to milking and everything in between and outside. I'm your host, Becca, owner, operator, and glorified farmhand of Hidden Hollow Sheep Dairy. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whenever you may be listening to this. Welcome back. I'm not going to lie, lambing did me in. I wish I could say everything went smoothly and it was an easy month-long process, but my sheep were jerks, and it was a fight to get them to accept their lambs. Part of it, I will admit, it was my own fault. I decided to breed all my first-time ewes last October to lamb in February and March, and they were not wanting to be moms. It honestly was a fight with just about every single first-time mom. My husband already told me, I don't get to do this again. My first-timers will now get split up into two groups. Some will be bred in October, and some will be bred in December. This will give me a little reprieve between them. So, thanks for coming back and sticking with me. Well, I have been losing my mind during lambing. It wasn't all bad. I did some things really right and some things really wrong. And I will tell you all about my mistakes and failures today, as well as a couple things that I did to help me out, if not my bottom line. Let's start with the ewes. What did I do right? Usually this is a pretty short list. I am not perfect. I don't claim to be perfect, and I am well aware of my limits. So last September, when we brought the ewes in to start breeding, we brought them right in from fall pasture, which isn't the best, separated them off, and tossed them right in with the rams. I did not flush this group for the sole reason that I knew I would have so many first-time moms. I didn't want very many twins, and I really didn't want any triplets. Normally, I would welcome triplets, but it just wasn't what I needed this time around. And in this aspect, I excelled. I had 20 sets of twins, one set of triplets, and 37 singles, and nearly all the singles were from my first-time moms. I know many people look at having singles as a failure, and why didn't they all have twins? Sheep are supposed to have twins, and normally my late winter group is my best group for twins and triplets, but by not flushing and feeding what we call feeder hay, I was able to regulate what they would have for lambs. As in how many. So feeder hay is not the richest hay and usually is what we use to feed animals who you just want to maintain. You aren't trying to grow them out to butcher them or fatten them up or flush them or help them grow babies. It's not bad quality hay. It just isn't prime quality hay. So why would I do that? Singles aren't good for the bottom line or for growing a flock. I was talking with a friend the other day, and she said, for dairy sheep, you want triplets, not to raise all three of them, but you want triplets because you take that boy and you sell it for whatever the going rate is for a bottle baby. I think I was seeing this year they're already starting out at like $50 for a bottle baby in our area. So you get $50 for your bottle baby, and now that you, who is making enough milk for three lambs, now only has two to feed, which means you, as the milker, get 25% more milk than you would have gotten had she only had two or one. So there is a method to the madness, but for me, it just wasn't what I wanted to deal with this time around. So normally, I would agree that you want multiples for selling them and for growing your flock. And I do always want my sheep to have twins. But I also want my sheep to have lambs. Lambs that they will love. lambs that they will raise, lambs that I don't have to take care of. And if it is a decision between one lamb or no lambs, I will gladly take one. And let's be honest, sometimes first-time moms aren't great moms. The ewe could reject a lamb, or they may like the lamb, but hate it nursing. And this was the issue I had this go-round. I had so many of these moms that they loved that lamb, but the minute it would try nursing, ooh, they were dancing a jig. They did not want to accept that lamb to nurse. So I had to do a lot of holding on my sheep to get them to accept their lambs. And it wasn't just once we get the milk into the lamb or the colostrum into the lamb, it'll smell like mom and mom will take it. No, it was a fight. It was a 3 or 4 day ordeal to get these moms to allow these lambs to nurse. So yeah, trying to get mom to accept one lamb is hard enough when they're being jerks. And honestly, it would have been such a fight to try to get them to take two. I probably would have ended up with a ton of bottle babies. So while I accomplished just getting one lamb per ewe by not flushing and having lower quality hay, what did I do wrong? Oh boy, where to start? Due to my feeding, it also meant that my older ewes would also have singles. And just over half my older ewes had twins. I also went against my better judgment and I bred my 2023 ewes, which I rarely do. And I probably will do a podcast on this later because there is, maybe it's not so much controversy, but it's everybody seems to think if you don't breed your ewes by the time they're 8 months old, there you need to get rid of them. And I look at it totally different. But that's not a today issue. I just don't like to push my sheep to lamb before they're mature. And the majority of dairy sheep do not mature until they are 2 years old. So I prefer my sheep to lamb for the first time when they are two. So of the 46 2023 ewes that I put into the breeding groups, only 4 had lambs. Normally I would wait until the following year to breed them, but I bent to pressure and I threw them in with the rams this year in October. So like I said, I will get into that whole, I hate using the word controversy. It's not really a controversy. It's a personal opinion. I will get into that some other time. I would really like to get a meat sheep breeder on the podcast to do a side-by-side comparison of maturity between a meat sheep and a dairy sheep. So hopefully someday soon I will find somebody that would be willing to do that. Anyways, I could go on and on about breeding ewes too early and messing them up. Same with rams, but that's for another day. Let's get back to the results. So because I bred so many first-time ewes, I'm not milking this group. I have a couple I could throw into a milking group, but the headlocks on my stanchion still aren't fixed. It's a lot harder to find somebody to weld stainless steel than I thought it would be. And my husband isn't comfortable doing it. He says if someone is going to mess it up, it's not going to be him. So until I get the headlocks welded back up where they belong on my stanchion, I have to have sheep that have been milked before and are trained to the stanchion and will stand there without a fight, especially since I am a one-woman crew. That won't happen until my April and May group, where not only are my best milkers are waiting to lamb, but the majority of my ewes that are trained to the milk stand are in that group, and I am super excited. So that unfortunately is a drawback. I was really looking forward to milking this spring before hay started, but now I will be milking while doing hay and fixing fence and, oh, the joys of farm life. On the bright side, I did not end up with a single bottle baby from this group, and For my late winter group, that is like a miracle. It never happens. All the moms eventually took their lambs, which is a great relief to me. I had a couple I wasn't sure that would accept their lambs, but thankfully, after several weeks of keeping them in the jugs and holding mom, I was able to get the ewes to accept her lambs. I did not have many stillborns this go round either. Stillborns, I am happy to say, stillborns are not something I deal with very often. I always have a couple. I think it's just one of those things of lambing. But I only had two this go round. And for the first time, I call it a mummy lamb. I'm not really even sure it was a true mummy. It was not fully formed, but you could see its head and its body. It did not have any legs, ears, eyes, or a tail. It just kind of had your head and the body, and that was it. So my husband suspects that it stopped cooking about 45 to 60 days before the ewe passed it. And it was one of those that I was not expecting it. So it was definitely something different. So I did have a lot of who's your mama moments. These first timers like to drop their lambs and walk away. Sometimes they'd stay long enough to clean the lamb off, but most of the time they left it for one of the older ewes to deal with. And it took a lot of work to find mom on any given day. Now, there were those moments where mom and baby stayed together and made a lovely family, saving me time and effort of trying to decide who the lamb belonged to. And if several lambed at once, I just hoped I put the right ewe with the right lamb. All in all, I cannot complain about this lambing. The February-March lambing really is my favorite. It's the first lambing of the year, and while it does tend to have a larger number of first-time moms, I love seeing how they react to the lambs, what their mothering instincts are, how much milk they have, and it reminds me spring isn't too far off. This year, I planned my spring group to start in April and finish in May, rather than starting in May and ending in June. I wanted to be done lambing before hay season got here, so I didn't have to split my time between keeping the hay alive and the lambs alive. I really like lambing at the end of winter. It's still cold enough to keep the bugs away, but warm enough not to have frozen lambs. Our spring lambing will be nice because the weather is warmer, but not too warm to overheat ewes and lambs. It will, unfortunately, bring out the bugs. Ticks are already running rampant on our sheep, and it won't be too long before we treat them, and the flies will cause their own problems. Plus, we do need to be on watch for coccidiosis that we already know lives in our barn, and hope we can get ahead of it once things warm up. Let's talk real quick about these ewes and what I learned. First off, 90% of them were fantastic moms. 9% of them were great moms once they got over the strange feeling of the lambs nursing. But that 1% may be on the chopping block. I have about 4 ewes who I need to decide if they stay or go, and all 4 are first timers. One hated her lamb so badly that I ended up having to foster it on another ewe, an older ewe, that had a huge udder and only one lamb. But she also had a very small udder. So not only is that a strike against the ewe, having her lamb fostered, but she also had a very small udder. That's strike 2. Unfortunately, she is out of a really good milking line, so I'm still wavering about her. That maybe year 2, she will have a better bag, she'll be a better mom. She may get a pass until next year, and if she's still a crappy mom with a small udder, she will definitely go away. One was a great mom in the jug. She let her lambs nurse, wasn't a hag toward them, and they were doing great. Once she went into the big pen with her lambs, both her lambs died within 48 hours. Now, was that mom's fault? Was there something going on with the lambs that I didn't notice when they were jugged? Did they get pushed around by the other lambs who are a bit older and maybe the other moms and lost sight of their own mom? Did they get squished up at the feed bunk? There's so many questions and no real answers. So she will stick around until next year because I can't find any glaring fault with her that says the lambs dying was her fault. Ewe number three will be going away. She had a beautiful little lamb, and I had put the ewe in an orphan gate, which is basically a headlock to keep her from beating her lamb against the panels. I thought she finally accepted her lamb and allowed it to nurse after 3 weeks in the jug. I sent them out to the big pen with the other ewes and lambs, telling myself if she doesn't feed her, someone else will. And today I found that lamb dead. And her other lamb, who was a foster, because its mom didn't have enough milk for two, and this ewe did, has been taken by its original mom. Nature is a funny thing. The last ewe is a 2023 ewe that did not have the milk supply to keep up with her lamb. Even with me helping to supplement him twice a day, he ended up dying about 10 days later. She will get a pass in hopes that another year older with some maturity will do her good. And I know there are those out there who would get rid of them because they didn't raise a lamb. Right or wrong, I'm all for second chances. Unless it is something I don't think the ewe will come back from. I culled 2 years this year with mastitis. One I kept hoping I was getting a handle on since she's an amazing mom and used to be one of my top milkers, but no such luck. Thankfully, I have some of her daughters and one of her sons I kept as a ram to keep those genetics in my flock. So this wasn't my best lambing by any means, definitely far from it, but it also wasn't my worst. While some may say it was a bad lambing due to the issues I had with my first-time moms and that the majority of my ewes gave singles, I like to look at it as I did something so right that I managed to have my ewes have singles, managed to keep lambs on their moms, and I didn't have a single bottle baby. To me, that's a pretty successful lambing. So it's time to put this one behind me and look forward to 30-day vaccinations on lambs, which is coming up pretty soon for the first ones born, to weaning, to April lambing, and then on to milking and making hay. So thanks for sticking with me through the short hiatus I ended up taking, which was definitely not in the plan, but as we say around our farm, plans change. As always, I appreciate you being here and thank you for your support. I would be ever so grateful if you would leave a review or share this podcast with your dairy sheep loving friends, anything to get the word out. As always, you can find me on Instagram at Diary of a Sheep Dairy Farmer. And if you want to follow the chaos around the farm, you can find me on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok at Hidden Hollow Sheep Dairy. Thanks for being here, guys. We'll talk to you again next week.